Of Red Mumezi Mission Hospital. Nkana MP raises concerns over Zuda Air task tax enforcement. Cameroon jails three soldiers involved in killing 21 civilians in 2020. That's in international news. And in sports news, Sakala Brace fires Al Fahia to dramatic 3-2 victory over Al Tawan.
FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. President Hage Ndaitima has urged Zambians to uphold their civic duties by paying taxes, describing tax compliance as an act of patriotism essential to sustaining key public services such as free education. Addressing Parliament during his presidential address on the progress made in application of national values and principles, President Ndaitima said the government's ability to deliver vital services depends on effective revenue collection. The head of state emphasized that paying taxes, levies and other statutory obligations is a shared responsibility. President Ndaitima added that tax compliance reflects patriotism and mutual responsibility among citizens. He noted that government has modernized and simplified tax administration systems through digital platforms to make it easier for citizens to meet their obligations. Meanwhile, President Ndaitima said the United Party for National Development, UPND administration, has recorded significant progress in reducing political violence and cadreism. He described the reduction as unprecedented, citing Chawama as an example of improved political order. He stressed that there is no room for lawlessness, political violence or negative cadreism under his leadership. He urged citizens to take personal responsibility to uphold in peace and order. The president reiterated that maintaining law and order is a collective duty and forms part of the broader national values guiding the country's democratic governance.
Madam Speaker, under the UPND New Dawn administration, there has been an unprecedented reduction in political violence and cadreism in our country. Chawama is a good example. And under our watch, Madam Speaker, there is no room for political violence. There is no room for cadreism, negative cadreism. We're not talking about mobilization and positive cadres. There is no room for lawlessness. There is no room for lawlessness. All of us must take this as a personal responsibility. to continue the provision of vital services, including nationwide free education. The government depends on effective revenue collection. A responsible, a caring society demands that we all pay our taxes, fair taxes. It is a personal responsibility, part of our values. Paying our taxes is an attribute of patriotism and mutual responsibility. Government has modernized and simplified tax administration through digital platforms to make it easier for citizens to meet their tax obligations.
In another development, a prominent advocate for industrialization and national development has challenged President Hage Geingob to ensure that the gains outlined in his State of the Nation address translate into tangible benefits for ordinary citizens. Reacting to the address, Kefas Mwape Musonda said the reported $12 billion investment in the mining sector will mean little if Zambians are not guaranteed access to high-value contracts and permanent employment. Meanwhile, he described the president's apology over the power crisis as regrettable and questioned the delay in implementing the Northern Corridor Water Channeling Project, a promise made while in opposition. Mr. Musonda has further cautioned that the current 24-hour power supply should not be perceived as a campaign strategy ahead of the August 12th general election.
Why has it taken so much time to give hope to the Zambians by beginning the process to reduce load shedding, which the Zambian people have been going through? This is a political statement that Zambians need to examine as we draw closer to the election day. His apology to include other presidents who invested so much in the sector from 1964 to 2021 is not fair, especially that none of them can defend themselves today. My appeal to the president is that Zambians must benefit from the water generation power in all seasons and cheaper.
Commenting on social empowerment, he says that the increase in social cash transfer beneficiaries to 1.5 million reflects high unemployment levels rather than economic progress. He has called on everyone for timely disbursement of funds and an upward adjustment of payments to match the high cost of living. And on illegal mining, Ms. Amtunda has urged the government to prioritize dialogue over false warning against heavy-handed approaches that could lead to further loss of life, particularly following recent incidents in Mufumbwe.
The investment in the mining sector of $12 billion US dollars is a huge investment that would have transformed the economical perspective of this sector. This kind of investment must always benefit the people of Zambia by accessing contracts and jobs in the mining sector. However, this has always been on paper, which must not be the case. Zambians must benefit from the huge investment going forward. The apology by the president of power supply is regrettable because the president, while in opposition, made the same promise he made today.
The government has revealed that plans to upgrade Lumezi Mission Hospital in Lumezi District to level 2 class A hospital, though implementation is currently dependent on funding and regulatory compliance. This was disclosed by Acting Minister of Health Cornelius Mwitwa in response to a question from the Member of Parliament for Lumezi during parliamentary proceedings. Mr. Mwitwa explained that in 2023, the Health Professions Council of Zambia, acting as a statutory regulatory authority, conducted a thorough assessment of the hospital to determine its suitability for level 2 status. The review focused on infrastructure, diagnostic and clinical equipment, specialized services, human resource capacity and overall health system strengthening. He added that a comprehensive costed upgrade plan has already been developed by the Ministry's Planning Department and is now awaiting funding before implementation can begin. The minister emphasized that the government remains committed to improving healthcare services in the district, with the upgrade forming part of a broader effort to enhance access to quality healthcare in rural areas. Nkana Member of Parliament Pinro Mpundu has raised concern over what he described as staff tax enforcement measures by the Zambia Revenue Authority, saying the situation is pushing some businesses to collapse. rising on a matter of urgent public importance without notice in the National Assembly.